Mendocino County's FM, KOZT, Fort Bragg. Our friends just call us the Coast. It's 8 o'clock, so let's go over to the Coast News Desk. Rogelski's on vacation this week. Sitting in, we've got Frank Hartzell, and this update brought to you by Engel and Volkers Mendocino. Personal touch, global reach.
Caltrans has canceled all the overnight closures for Jack Peters Creek Bridge that had been set for this week. Expect 10-minute delays there, as usual, and also 10-minute delays between Fort Bragg and Westport. Yesterday, after the broadcast, a listener reader contacted me about two 55-gallon pallets full of drums that were being given away. They were empty, but they were labeled as having been toxic at the Bainbridge Park construction project. This was the morning right after the newscast when I contacted the city. The city took immediate action to end the barrel giveaway. From what I've learned in doing the research, they're not really supposed to give away empty toxic barrels, or either use them for the same substance exactly or rehab them. The Dingham family has purchased the Gray Whale Inn, one of Fort Bragg's grandest landmarks, built as the town's hospital in 1915. Located at the north end of Main Street, the structure was commissioned by the Union Lumber Company and brought to life by the community's collective effort. And now it's on the way back to being an inn, and we'll have more as we go with that. There will be photos and more on Mendocino Coast News about this story. There's two meetings about significant future outdoor projects that happened this week in Ukiah and Fort Bragg. Imagine climbing to the top of the mountain above Ukiah and seeing everything for miles and miles. That will be the future, or if that's how it goes forward, the Ukiah City Council will hold a public hearing at its 5:15 p.m. regular meeting on Wednesday. The hearing will be at the Lookout Peak Trail Project, which is 22 miles of passive use trails in the 700 acres. Wednesday's meeting is a chance to see and hear this future plan to make Ukiah a hiking mecca with a great redwood trail already being developed and mostly finished through the heart of the city. There will also be a sewer rate update, and there's a rate hike planned there, and also something about the Ukiah golf course on the agenda. Today, the city of Fort Bragg has two meetings at Town Hall to take comments on the three reservoirs it hopes to build on lands north of Highway 20 and east of the Humane Society at the end of Summers Lane, where an existing reservoir already is. The meetings are at Town Hall. They'll have a lot of information there to go out and comment and take a look at what the plans are, what some of the concerns are, and give your input. You can also submit written input through October 15th. The city has also scheduled a 4 p.m. Thursday meeting where a PowerPoint on the future of the CB Star Center will be discussed. It's not like the center's about to close or anything. It's just a future. Take a look, see what it is. The PowerPoint's available online. You can look at it there. It's being presented by a group called 110%. Mendocino County Public Radio, for which KOZT recently helped raise funds after federal budget cuts for public radio and media, has announced a $175,000 anonymous donation. The station has actually had a fundraising renaissance under its new management. Although the news director position, once sacred in Mendocino County, was cut, and the station manager assumed that job, there's stories from around the country that public radio is getting a lot of support from private people like this. On the front page, Israel has launched a ground assault in Gaza, with troops marching in and high-rises being hit with bombs. President Trump has announced that he has ordered another hit on a Venezuelan boat that he said carried drug smugglers, killing three. The Sundance Kid has died at 89. Robert Redford used his spectacular star power as an actor to create things like the Sundance Film Festival and numerous environmental projects in his beloved West. He's a native Californian, which actually is surprisingly rare among the Golden Age actors. In business, take a look at the stock market. It continues going just a little bit in and out of negative territory. 185 down on the Dow at 45,698. S&P down 11. NASDAQ down 24. Sports and weather after this.
Fall is in the air. Claire Amano here of Engel & Volkers Realty Mendocino. It's exciting to begin the change of seasons. Fresh starts, a new environment, and perhaps a new home. Whether you're buying, selling, or both, let me help you realize your vision
with extensive knowledge of the Mendocino Coast neighborhoods, trends, lenders, and insurance providers, I can help guide you through the process of purchasing a home. At Engel & Völkers, we draw upon our global reach to promote the sale of your home, ensuring the utmost in exposure and service. Call me and let's get started on your fall adventure. Claire Amano, 707-357-3574. Department of Real Estate number 01976469. Claire Amano of Engel & Völkers, Mendocino.
In sports, the Giants lost to the D-backs by an 8-1 score, extending their losing skid to 3 games now. In weather, we have some very nice seas today, only 2 or 3 feet all the way out. Good times to go out on a boat, but probably after today, it's not going to be so good. We're going to have some significant seas far out and some of them approaching the shore. Hot and dry weather will build through Tuesday, and then the weather will get cooler, and there could be the winds that come in and the scattered showers are possible Thursday and Friday, and possibly Saturday. The forecast shows that peak heat won't be Wednesday as predicted, probably it'll be today. So let's look at those high temperatures today. May not have them for a while, but who knows. Covelo 93, Leggett 93, Laytonville 94, Willits 91, Boonville 85, Ukiah 96, Fort Bragg and Mendocino 69, and Point Arena 67. This newscast brought to you by Engel and Völkers Mendocino. Personal touch, global reach. This is Frank Hartzell sitting in for Joe Rogalski from the coast.